Virginia Breeze. I'm living in sweet Virginia Breeze.
This is Louis Rogers. You've joined The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Last week, I interviewed Jeff Katz, the one and only Jeff Katz on WRVA, known for the award-winning 3 to 6 p.m. drive home show. We had a heck of a good time, so much fun, talking about CASA, or as Jeff calls it, CASA, cats. We talked about the cats, a specialty sandwich at Jake's Place, a barbecue-oriented restaurant in Ashland, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. We talked about Jeff's background, his unlikely path to the microphone, his family, and his lovely daughter, Julia. And you're wondering right now, this is The Real Estate Show. What is Jeff Katz, radio talk show host, somewhat controversial, constantly poking fun at a certain politician in the city of Richmond? What does Jeff have to do with real estate, with the economy, with Capital Square's growing real estate investments? And the answer is everything. Listen to part one and now part two of the show to learn more. If you missed show one, go to Capital Square's website. Click on the On the Radio tab and listen to show one. The Katz interview was a blast. Join us for a lighthearted interview on Jeff's background life, good moments and bad. Now, on with the Katz show. That's the one. That's the one. That's the famous laugh.
Oh my gosh.
This is Louis Rogers. Welcome to The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. That laugh is Jeff Katz, famous voice at WRVA. We are recording today from CASA Capital Square. I wish we were at CASA Katz, but maybe another day you'll fit me into your shed. Capital Square is in the real estate business.
Yeah.
We're in Richmond. We have properties all over the Southeast through Texas and Tennessee. And we have about half of our investors in California.
Wow.
And they really love the history and tradition of Virginia. They come visit. Many of them have been in this very conference room and in the headquarters.
Wow.
Of Capital Square. And it reminds me of my good friend, John McGuire, Navy SEAL.
Yes, sir.
Who became a state legislator for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And he told me the other day, I interviewed him. He was so good, we did two shows.
Oh, wow.
And he said his buddies are in Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson, and one other famous from history.
Right.
District.
Wow.
How many hundreds of years is that?
It's amazing.
So
it's incredible.
We need to get back to the Virginia way.
We sure do.
For the good of the Commonwealth.
Absolutely.
But until that day, what about the car show in the garage with Stan Andruski, I can't spell it, and Jeff?
Yeah.
I'm a car nut. I enjoy the Saturday car show. How did the car show start with Stan Andruski and Jeff, whatever the end Jeff joke is about?
Well, Stan Andruski, I've often described him as my brother from another mother. He and his wife, Megan, own and operate Certified Auto Repair in the Lakeside section of Henrico. I discovered Stan when I came down here from Boston, and I needed a car mechanic. And I asked around, and unfortunately, it's a business where, sadly, there are a lot of shady people that are involved in it. And so Stan's name kept coming up, and I reached out to Stan about an issue, and he said, yes, of course, come on in, we'll take care of it. He took care of it. And what impressed me about Stan, even on that first meeting, Louis, was that he said, look, you don't have to do this.
Okay.
If you want to, you can. We can do it now, or you could probably wait. It took probably about 6 months, and I don't remember exactly what the issue was. And I thought to myself, somebody else would have said, yeah, you've got to do that right now, and here's another thing you got to do.
And you wouldn't know the difference.
And I wouldn't know the difference. I'm a complete and total the innocent person. You know, I don't know. So that impressed me. And for whatever reason, we got into some conversations politically, and we found ourselves on the same page, and then we found ourselves not entirely on the same page, and we argued back and forth a little bit. And I just came to absolutely adore Stan and his family and his team at Certified Auto Repair. And I told him you know, you've been demoted. You've been demoted from friend to family, which means when you
now
come
you have to clean up after yourself.
That's exactly right. When you come to visit, you already know where the coffee is. Go get it. Help yourself.
That's great. Well, you filled a void after Click and Clack went away off of public radio.
Yeah, well,
for
that's
those 20 or 25 years with their show.
That is very kind. Yes, the and Jeff is this. I told Stan for years he needed a radio show, and I said, you and I both grew up. We listened to Click and Clack. It was a Boston production. Oh, it was up there in Cambridge.
Years and years.
YIZ, years. And he said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Finally, I convinced him to do it. And he said, well, would you come in with me the first time?
Hold his hand because he's a little nervous.
Yeah. So that's, I don't know, 8 months ago. And I keep going in every Saturday morning. So he said, he always pops in with and Jeff. We've never officially made it and Jeff, but there you have it.
1923. Chevrolet. Was it?
Bow tie.
The bow tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wasn't that good?
A good one. I was thinking the diesel engine. Daimler invented the diesel engine back about 1899.
So that's right. And Daimler, technically speaking, was the first person to sell cars. Wasn't Henry Ford. Oh, man, I just blew the trivia question for next week. I'll bring you a mug and some cool swag.
I would appreciate that. I love hot rods.
Okay.
Well, I used to. It's funny, when I didn't have much money, I really liked hot cars. And now that I can afford a nice car, I don't really care so much. A superb car in the parking lot's a burden.
Yep.
Rock chips and curbing the wheels and sort of thing. So it's nice just to drive a nice Ford or Chevy.
Yeah.
Although the new Bronco.
Yeah.
You know, Hennessy puts a 400 horsepower engine in one. And that would be kind of fun.
That would be
fun. In that little truck,
well,
that little trucklet.
Maybe we can figure out a way just to do it for a day and then give it back.
Oh, I'd like that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
A little less rubber on the tires.
That's right.
That is great. Well, let's shift gears to a little bit of a sad topic. Bring a tear to my eye. And that's, I have two daughters, and this is about Julia, a letter to Julia.
Yeah.
If you don't mind shifting gears, so to speak, to a personal topic, and tell us about your dear Julia letter. Letters.
Yeah. Well, my daughter Julia has a number of special needs and disabilities and what have you. Julia chronologically is 18 years old, but developmentally probably about 18 months old. And a couple of years back, I was sitting. We were still sort of transitioning because of school and stuff, and the family was up in New England, and I was going back and forth between there and here, and I sat down one night. I just couldn't sleep. It was Julia's birthday coming up.
Boy, that's tough.
It was difficult. It really was.
Your boys are...
Yeah, my boys are typically developing guys, and...
So they're going out doing stupid things like kids will do.
But, yeah, pains in the rear end.
But Julia can't.
Julia can't. But... what I did, Lewis, is I sat there and I wrote this letter. Now, I wrote it, it's so weird, I wrote it on Facebook. And it was just an open letter to Julia. And I knew Julia wasn't going to read it. And I wrote it in all candor. It was probably 3 o'clock in the morning.
For other parents?
I wrote it for myself, but I posted it. And like I said, it was about 3, 4 in the morning. So I fell asleep. And when I woke up, and I brushed my teeth and took a shower, I logged onto Facebook, and now there are, I don't know, 3,000 comments and 1,500 shares.
Didn't even spell check.
Yeah, that's right. And an old friend of mine, I used to be a columnist for the Boston Herald, an old friend of mine called and said, hey, man, that letter's incredible. And honestly, I didn't even realize what he was talking about. I really didn't.
He might have been channeling it.
I guess. And gosh, he said, look, we got some folks that they want to write about it for the paper. Is that okay? And I said, oh, yeah, sure. Well, Julie and I wound up on the front page of the Boston Herald, and that was the first year for that letter, and it was shared. I stopped counting. I think the whole story, I don't know, 400,000, 500,000 times. I mean, it's had an impact. It's more than anything I've ever done in my life. And so each year now, I write a letter to Julia, and it's a little bit for me. It's a little bit for other parents. And at some point, not here, but in the great beyond, I'd like to think that Julia will be able to sit down, and I'll read her all those letters, and she'll know what I said.
That's wonderful. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you.
back to a more cheerful note, our Youngkin.
Yeah.
Our Youngkin is dedicating more dollars.
Yeah.
For children with special needs.
It sure is.
When Governor Youngkin was a candidate, he was, my goodness, he was a frequent guest. I was very happy about that. I think I was the first person on the radio to have him on when he was running initially, and he had to spell his name. He kept, you know.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Yeah, he said, you know, it rhymes with Duncan, sort of. And we talked a little bit about the issues that were important to me. His first long-form radio interview after he was elected was with me. And we talked specifically about special needs. And I've got to tell you something, Lewis. I am very fortunate. I was appointed to serve on the Hanover County Community Services Board. And this is part of our purview. Governor Youngkin knew numbers and facts and figures that nobody would know unless they really had examined and studied those issues.
He researches.
Yes.
When I interviewed him, he had an instantaneous recall of details and facts.
Yeah.
Unlike our vice president, who doesn't seem to prepare for her interviews.
I don't even think she knows she's being interviewed half the time.
It's the giggles.
It's you know what? It's a chortle.
A chortle?
Right? A giggle, yeah, I could live with. A chortle, I don't know.
Boy, Youngkin really is prepared. I guess
he sure
being
is.
A half a billionaire.
Yeah.
Being in a hedge fund.
Yeah.
No, it's not, you know, it's not all pretty. He had to make a profit.
Absolutely.
And you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah.
But boy, he seems like a great guy, headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
Hardworking.
Yes.
He ran from one end of the Commonwealth to the other in his bus.
That's right.
With his silly vests on. Whatever you call them, what do you call those things?
He had the down vest and he had the puffy vest, but they were all vests. And I don't know who makes all of those, but they got to be happy because I'm thinking they got a lot of orders from Virginia. All of a sudden, I started seeing vests all over the place.
Absolutely. And then he did a thank you tour.
Yeah.
Virtually every city or county.
Yeah.
There's a guy who appreciates it, doesn't take it for granted. Not a career politician.
Absolutely.
Well, let's shift gears again for your buddy Stan.
Okay.
And talk about guests.
Yeah.
People like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
How do you get to interview Bill O'Reilly?
Well, many years ago, when I was in San Francisco, I used to...
You've been to San Francisco?
I worked in San Francisco.
Hope you had shoes on, because I'm told that the streets are littered with needles and feces.
Yeah.
Be rude about it.
Yeah, it's gotten bad. At the time... I don't think it was anywhere nearly as bad as it is today, but it was challenging. And Bill, if you remember when he was on Fox News, used to have the O'Reilly Factor, and I was, I don't want to say a frequent guest, but I was a guest a number of times. And he was kind enough to return the favor, come on my show. When I was based in Boston, he was a pretty regular guest, and that's just somebody who now... pops up. We generally do him about once a month. Okay. You know, he's clearly a busy guy. He's running his empire. Plus, he's always writing a book. He's always killing somebody.
Yeah, I love that.
You know,
he's making a comeback.
He sure is.
I've forgotten what derailed him, but something knocked him off of the Fox 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
he had to go on the bench for a couple of years, but he seems to be back and energized.
Oh, he sure does. I mean, he's got his own BillO'Reilly.com, and he's his own boss, which I think is exactly what he wants.
And Mike Pence,
mm-hmm.
there's an honorable guy. Maybe, you know, the straight and narrow, Boy Scout.
Yep.
Marches straight ahead.
Yeah.
What was it like with Mike Pence?
Well. Mike, Vice President Pence, and I were little baby talk show hosts together in Indianapolis 1,000 years ago.
Excuse me?
Yep.
He was the governor of Indiana?
Yeah, but he was a talk show host before any of that.
He's a talk show host.
He's a talk show host. And, again, I hate to tell you this, he's an attorney by training. But, yes.
He's not very colorful.
He's not. Now, Mike is...
He was colorful?
He's the real deal. He is honest and he is straightforward. Yeah, but... He doesn't mind loosening up that tie. But that being said, we were little baby talk show hosts together, and we had a good time, and we did a lot of things, I think. And when he was the vice president, his folks reached out and said, you know, the vice president might be available, and they talked to my producer and the rest of it. Well, the longest of long stories short, Mike Pence called in, and he was on his cell phone, and he remembered who I was and some of the things we had done together, and he was a marvelous guest, and it was really nice to chat with him.
And has a sense of humor?
He has a great sense of humor, believe it or not.
He was just respectful to his number one. He didn't want to steal the limelight.
Yes, sir. He was very much about honor and tradition. He knew that he was the vice president, not the president. And he was part of a team. Part of a team.
Very interesting. And,
yeah.
And he was running the coronavirus task force.
Yeah.
And they had a press conference every afternoon.
Every afternoon.
I'd go home about 4 to take a nap.
Yep.
And they would march out the scarf lady and Dr. Fauci.
Oh,
Fauci.
Yeah.
Fauci.
Yes. Fauci.
And I should have gotten rid of him, but I can't say that because I can't get political.
Okay.
We do business with all types of people.
Of course.
We're here to manage your money, not politics. But the current crew could have learned something from the way they act. You know, you ask a question, they answered it.
Absolutely.
For hours.
Hours.
They're not leaving until all the questions are answered.
That's right.
And one more from that crew. Mike Pompeo was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He seemed like a great guy. Very knowledgeable Secretary of State.
Yeah, he really was. And I think he's probably running for president. There are a lot of folks whose names have been thrown about. And I think Mike might be in that mix.
If his mentor doesn't run?
I think that's probably the way it shakes out for most of these folks, that if former President Trump decides to seek the nomination, they probably step back. If President Trump doesn't do that, then I think it becomes sort of a free-for-all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
DeSantis, maybe on the same ticket? Or is Pompeo a presidential candidate, not a vice presidential?
I think they all are willing to trade at the end of the day, right? They'd like to be a little bit closer to the White House, whoever they might be. And despite their interest in serving and the desire to be president, I think a lot of folks say, you know, I want to be part of a team that helps this country. So maybe
Pence and Pompeo sounds like a law firm. They both have skills. They are both
they sure do.
Well-trained executives
who
have discipline and work hard.
I agree.
And those guys work really hard.
Oh, they sure do. Long days.
And then one of your guests who I might have thought was crazy at one time or another, Glenn Beck. Is he crazy?
He's not crazy, and it is...
A little crazy?
Well, maybe we're all a little crazy, right?
You're here. That makes you crazy.
Oh, that makes me very comfortable and happy, actually. Glenn is a phenomenal entertainer. He is somebody who does amazing books now. The writing and the research is serious. And you've got to remember, Glenn sort of transitioned his ideas. Glenn was a longtime music radio guy, and Glenn will tell you he was a jerk. He talks a lot about firing somebody because they gave him the wrong color magic marker.
Oh, you've got to be kidding!
I'm not kidding.
I worked for that guy once.
Did you?
the senior executives here all worked for that guy once.
Yeah.
And we decided we would have a no a-hole policy. We started our own company.
There you go.
I'm the closest we get.
Is that right?
But we don't have any people like that in our office anymore.
Oh,
and we
goodness.
Have a very happy life.
I'm glad to hear that.
Very interesting. Well, we're getting to the point now where I'm thinking about your sponsors.
Sure.
And one sponsor, two sponsors, a whole bunch of your sponsors really get me. I'm from Smithfield, Virginia.
Yes.
My dad was a large animal veterinarian.
Oh, wow.
We take our pork seriously. Even though we are Jewish, came over through Ellis Island.
Yep.
And you wouldn't know it, we're fully assimilated, but we do take our pork seriously. My dad was the veterinarian that castrated all of those Smithfield hams for 50 years.
Oh, no kidding.
Which made them kosher, a little kosher, kind of like Hebrew Nationals are kosher. Not exactly kosher, but close enough.
Right.
And we obsess over our Smithfield hams.
Oh, wow.
At least before the Chinese bought up the place, if you know what I'm talking about, which is a defense. China shouldn't own our food, but that's a rant for another day. So we dig the pig from the rooter to the tutor. Jake's place in Ashland. We live in Hanover, my neighbors call it, Hanover. Hanover. And Jake's place is just up the road. Tell me what I should order, because I'm dying for some brisket right now.
Well, I would always suggest the Jeff Katz sandwich. I have my own sandwich there.
Your own sandwich?
My own sandwich.
I'm trying to think what that would be.
Well, It is a giant...
Schmaltz? A schmaltz sandwich? That's Yiddish. People probably don't know what that means.
Wouldn't that be great to have a schmaltz sandwich? Oh, my gosh. It's a giant pile of smoked beef brisket. And that is... John Yeoman does his own smoking. Brisket. Wendy then does this amazing pimento cheese, onion straws, and that is served on two toasted pieces of jalapeno cornbread.
What is jalapeno cornbread?
It's cornbread with jalapenos.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
It is yummy. It is so delicious. And my suggestion is you get it with the sweet potato fries and sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Yep. You're
trying to give us diabetes?
I'm not, but it's just...
Sweet tea.
Yeah.
That's 1,000 calories. Come on, man.
That's why you don't eat it every day.
Okay.
Yeah, but... Or you can do it with regular tea and a little sweet and low. Yeah, but it's... What it is there's a little bit of sweetness and there's a little bit of a smokiness from the beef and they just sort of complement each other. They really do. That's a good sandwich, isn't it?
You're killing me. I'm so hungry.
You tell me when you're coming up. We'll take you to lunch.
They open at noon.
Yeah.
And then, your sponsors are phenomenal, and I enjoy the commercials. And my family thinks I'm nuts because I laugh at the commercials. In fact, I know that when the jokes are coming.
Oh, really?
This is Lewis Rogers, and you have reached the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Last year was a record year, an unbelievable year, off the chart year, for Capital Square. In 2021. The firm acquired more than $1.68 billion in real estate. That's 25 individual properties. The firm took five Delaware Statutory Trust, or DST offerings, full cycle. Full cycle is when they're sold. And they were sold for an average of 200% average total return. And we're very proud of that. And the firm raised more than $800 million in equity, double the 2020 total. For investment programs. The firm also launched a real estate investment trust, Capital Square Apartment REIT, and the REIT acquired its first property, a newly constructed Class A apartment community near Capital Square's headquarters in Richmond, Virginia. Yes, 2021 was a year of breaking records. It was a year of record acquisitions, record dispositions, record fundraising, record hiring, record returns for investors, and record profitability. Capital Square's growing portfolio of Class A and B multifamily properties in the Southeast and Texas, the ones we've been talking about in earlier shows, performed exceptionally well, with an average of 99% rent collection for the last 2 years during a global pandemic, and 96% occupancy. It's amazing, all of that success was in spite of a global pandemic that shut down meaningful parts of the economy. It shows you why Capital Square invests in multifamily. The assets are extremely stable and grow over time. Also during 2021, Capital Square took five DST offerings full cycle. Those are the 1031 exchange programs. And the majority of the investors reinvested in another Capital Square sponsored DST to continue their tax deferral under Section 1031. To date, we've taken 15 DST offerings full cycle, and the multifamily properties have generated exceptional returns, well over 13% internal rate of return, and an average of well over 175% total return to investors. Also, Capital Square has launched six qualified opportunity zone developments in Richmond, Charleston, and Raleigh. We're in the process of constructing the first buildings, and we will deliver over 900 residential units and more than 36,000 square feet of retail space.
Living in the sweet Virginia breeze. Sweet Virginia breeze. I'm living in the sweet Virginia breeze.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. Living in the sweet Virginia breeze.